USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another member of President Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. Kellyanne Conway, the former longtime advisor to the president, tweeted late yesterday that she had tested positive for COVID-19. She wrote that her symptoms are mild and that she's feeling fine. Conway added that she has begun a quarantine process and that her heart, quote, as always, is with everyone affected by this global pandemic. Conway attended last week's announcement in the Rose Garden of Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Hill says other nominees, including Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, announced that they had tested positive Friday as well. Barrett herself has tested negative. Experts expressed that it's doubtful that the event would be a super spreader because it took place outside. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
There are questions as to whether President Trump testing positive for COVID-19 will have an effect on the economy. USA Radio's Tim Burke has a response from the administration.
White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative.
The mayor of Rochester, New York has been indicted. The Monroe County DA has charged Mayor Lovely Warren with two campaign finance-related charges. Warren is accused of having donors exceed contribution limits during her 2017 re-election bid. Her honor is currently under fire for the death of a black man who died in police custody back in April. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A fallen Hollywood mogul is facing more accusations. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces six new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add three counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and one count of sexual penetration by use of force, also two counts of sexual battery by restraint. All told, there are five alleged victims from 2004 to 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Chrissy Teigen has opened up about her lost pregnancy on Instagram Wednesday. ET Online reports the news came after the model was hospitalized due to excessive bleeding. She wrote that she and her husband, R&B singer John Legend, are, quote, shocked and in the kind of deep pain you only hear about, the kind of pain we've never felt before. The couple, who have been married since 2013, announced they were expecting their third child in August. Teigen was put on bed rest by doctors for 2 weeks in early September. News anytime, go to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.